While military jets had been flying since World War II, it was 1949 when the first commercial jetliner finally took off, and it wasn't a Boeing. In fact, Boeing historian Mike Lombardi says it wasn't even made in America.
De Havilland makes the world's first commercial jet, the Comet.
British newsreels of the time gloated about the revolution in air travel heralded by the Comet.
London to Copenhagen in 1 hour, 18 minutes. To Rome in 2 hours, 6 minutes.
But the pride of British civil aviation soon turned to horror after three tragic and mysterious comet crashes in 1953 and 54. But what caused these disasters?
They found the windows were square, the passenger windows. Uh-huh. And what that did is made a weakness in the corner. And with this metal fatigue, a crack would start in that corner and it would quickly propagate until in flight the airplane would just disintegrate.
Boeing's Mike Lombardi says the Comet crashes all but grounded every hope for commercial jet flight.
The environment with the airlines and the public that the Comet had created was an environment of fear. People were afraid. They thought that jets weren't safe.
So if Boeing was going to build a jetliner, it would be on its own. Build it, they did, calling it the Boeing Model 397-80.
It was a gut-wrenching business decision to build the Dash 80 with no customers, no interest, to spend that money, and that was all the profit that the company had in the bank.
But after the Dash 80 was rolled out in 1954, it became clear nobody wanted it. Boeing's chairman at the time, Bill Allen, came up with an idea. The world's airline executives were going to be in town for a meeting during Seafair in 1955. Allen invited them all to the hydroplane races as his guests, then told pilot Tex Johnston to surprise them with a Dash 80 flyover, a demonstration flight. Perhaps Johnston took his instructions a little too literally.
I did a 180-degree turn, came back down over the water, pulled up, established the climb, put in full aileron, did a nice 1G roll, and came out in a level flight.
Johnston rolled that plane 360 degrees. It was a jaw-dropping sight that defied the imagination.
And I knew that no one would believe what they had seen, so I turned around and came back and repeated the same thing on the westerly heading.
Like just about everyone else, British test pilot John Cunningham, who flew the first Comet, was stunned.
When I saw the picture of the 707 being barrel-rolled in flight, I thought, oh dear, he's going to be very unpopular with his management.
I was called to Mr. Allen's office Monday morning, and Mr. Allen asked me what I thought I was doing, and I said I was selling airplanes. His comment was, just don't do it anymore.
But it worked. Not long after that, Pan Am bought the first 20 planes, rechristened the Boeing 707. Other airlines rushed to follow suit. The media and the flying public were smitten, and a new term was coined.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is your captain. Welcome to the Jet Age.
Pete Combs, Como News.